Brand new East. Let me make sure I got it. So the way that works is we have four officers in the club: president, vice president, secretary, and the treasurer. I look at them like Marines. You know, it doesn't matter what your job is. You can be a cook. You can be a motor sergeant. But your first primary job is you're a rifleman. I don't care what your MOS is. That's your primary job. So regardless of what position you hold in the club, your primary is amateur radio. You know, you need to have something. You know, obviously you do because you have a license. You know, so the way I've got it set up is that if you're an officer, we have a storage. We keep all our information, in a storage device, and all the notes go in there. So I am confident on my end that if I pass away, unexpectedly, that Jerry could pick it up with the notes that I've left in the vault and go with it, or Gary or anybody else that, has got access to that. So, yeah, if it goes on the hill, then there's documentation that goes in the vault first so that we're not left, not left holding the bag, that kind of thing.
Excellent. I forget who it is that says it that way. That is just excellent. by the way, I want to mention that Donna peeked into the door here sometime today and said, I've got the club's dues all in an envelope ready to go out tomorrow. So she would just let me know, and I'm just letting you know. And anybody that's listening, member of the club, it's also time to re-up. I was reminded sometime a week ago or so. So it was timely to mention this to Donna, right back at you, that it's time to send in our dues to the ARRL, I suppose. Little details. Everything is a little detail, isn't it? Oh, boy. Yeah, I just had a good day today. I have to say that out loud. I'm just thankful for it. KK4JPQ.
4NUE, absolutely. And it was beautiful today. I mean, it was beautiful. Gene came up for a short visit this morning, and we spent an hour or two down there in the shop messing around. But got to pick on him because he's in Coast Guard, so he threw it back at me for a little while. But after that, just kind of came in the ham shack a little bit and straightened some things up, and just have enjoyed the day. And then every night I go over with Anna's mother, and she can't get up or walk or anything, so we go over and read the Bible every night. We're trying to read through the Bible this year. We're almost halfway through the thing already.
Fabulous. I had a grandmother. I was just a little boy. And she had a stroke, and she couldn't walk anymore. So she sat in a rocking chair. Now, we didn't visit all that often, and it was like 90 miles away. They lived in a little town called Sneepville, and it's just that hokey. It's just like the name. And they lived way out in the country. I mean, not on the main drag or anything, way out in the country. And we go visit since I'm a little boy. That's what we did. And when we called her Mamaw. And when Mamaw was, when she had her stroke and was confined to the rocker, I was still small enough that she could rock me in the chair, right? And I wish I had thought. You see, her husband, my grandfather, was a minister. And maybe that's why it never occurred to me, or maybe I was just so young. I don't know. But I admire that you're reading scriptures to her. It's, you know, I don't care. I know you're not supposed to talk religion, but there is a practice in some churches of washing feet. And I understand all about that. I understand why that is a principal thing to do on Monday, Thursday, during, you know, Holy Week and around Easter. And the principle of the whole thing is service to one another. To be of service to one another. So it's just on my mind to say that I wish I had been at a point where I could do what you're doing, that I could do that with my mamaw, to read to her. I think it's a marvelous thing. KK4JBQ.
UE. So, it is. It's quite the privilege. But I want to tell you another thing, too. For Christmas, she got a bird box. It's called Bird Box. And it is a bird feeder with a camera on it that is linked to her iPad. And it's linked to the internet. So, when birds come to feed, anybody that belongs to the Bird Box organization, you can release the live footage of your bird feeder all over the world. So yesterday we were over there watching a bird feeder in Hawaii that was on the Bird Box thing, you know. And, you know, you have to give them permission to view, what's happening on your Bird Box. But we decided we'd open the permissions up and, you know, let them see what kind of birds we have here in South Carolina and this, that, and the other. So that's been pretty interesting to get all that figured out and so on and so forth. But I think this spring what I'm going to do, she loves hummingbirds. She's got them named and watches them. And, I mean, you know, there's, you know, 15, 20 of them out there every year. What we'll do this spring is get her in the wheelchair and take her out on the porch with a, you know, with a sheet or some kind of veil or something over her head and face so the birds can't see her. But have her hold a cup full of nectar and try to start training the birds to come and take food from her. I know she'd really enjoy that, you know, to be able to get that close to them. But we have got some pretty amazing pictures of these birds off of her bird box, I'd like to say. And squirrel, you know, we've got two squirrels that are just, you know, eat all the seed. But it's still kind of funny to watch.
It's something I never heard of it. I know that there are on the internet again. There are nesting cameras on hawks and eagles and pelicans and things like that that are on the internet round the clock. I'm aware of that, but I didn't know that they were on bird feeders. And just, you know, the world is a big, wide, wonderful place, and there's a lot that I've never heard of, and that's one of them. And I just, as you told that, I just imagined law at the feeder and the joy that would bring her. I really do think that's a great idea. Just great. Didn't know anything about that. I looked up Bird Box on the net, and there happens to be a movie by that name, and it's, you know, it took up that simple phrase. And I haven't gotten past the movie remarks. KK4JBQ.
Roger that. It may not be Bird Box, it may be Birdie Box or something. It's some kind of quirky name. But it is kind of neat because it allows you to share over the internet pictures of, you know, birds all over the world eating at these feeders, up close images, you know. So that's really neat to be able to share that. And so anyway, well, Larry, I'm gonna go ahead and close it down for the night. I'm starting to show my tire just a little bit, but I hadn't had a chance to talk with you in a while. Just want to catch up for a few minutes. But I'm starting to yawn, so I'm gonna clear on out after your final, sir. You have a wonderful evening, Larry, and I'll talk at you later after your final, sir.
Well, hey, I've been blessed. Thank you so much for putting it through on the net that I should hang around. It's been a big pleasure. It's topped off a real good day, I'll have to say. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take, and I've had a good day today. You remember that little prayer?
Yeah, I do. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello, and I'll talk at you later. KK4JBQ, KO4NUE 73, I'm clear frequency.
We're NUE, KK4JBQ. I'm gone.